with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting severe weather happening across the South is affecting millions of Americans.
At least one person died near the town of Henderson, Louisiana, after storms rolled through several southern states. Some of the worst weather Monday was in the Florida Panhandle, where a tornado watch was in effect. Roads flooded and stalled vehicles in Escambia County. There were also flash flood warnings for Alabama's Gulf Coast, where more than 3 inches of rain had fallen. Florida and parts of Georgia have again been under the threat of severe weather today, with tornadoes still possible. Another area at risk of storms today, parts of Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. I'm Rita Foley.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republicans accompanied former President Trump to his criminal trial in New York City as a show of support. Speaker Johnson says the political motives behind the criminal charges facing former President Trump are obvious.
It's impossible for anybody to deny that looks at this objectively, that the judicial system in our country has been weaponized against President Trump. The system is using all the tools at its disposal right now to punish one president and provide cover for another.
Speaker Johnson was joined by GOP Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy was also in the delegation. The Florida Highway Patrol has arrested the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a farm worker bus, killing 8 on charges of driving under the influence manslaughter. Troopers say Brian McLean Howard faces 8 counts of DUI manslaughter for Tuesday morning's crash. Troopers say Howard was driving the 2001 Ford Ranger that crossed into the center line, sideswiping the bus. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points, the NASDAQ rose 122. This is SRN News. More bad news about America's falling birth rate.
A growing number of young people have decided they don't want children, and a growing number of men are making sure that decision will be permanent. There's been a spike in the number of men undergoing vasectomies, even as the nation's birth rate falls to 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. Doctors warn that vasectomies can be reversed in some cases, but for the most part, they are permanent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge struck down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman didn't have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allows men to compete against women. The ruling doesn't delve into the civil rights arguments raised by both sides, instead focusing on the limitations. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas believes it was wrong for President Biden to threaten the withholding of offensive weapons from Israel.
That's a vast category of weapons that Israel used, not only in Rafah and Gaza, but to defend itself against the very rocket and missile attacks that are still threatening Israeli lives, and for that matter, lives in Gaza and shutting down aid crossings.
Cotton says the Biden White House is sending mixed messages when it comes to support for the Jewish state.
It is an indefensible policy in which the president and the Democratic Party has tied itself in knots, trying to balance the growing pro-Hamas wing of its own party and the very large pro-Israel American majority.
Cotton was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show, broadcast on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.